Mini episode 1638 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1638, our review of Justified City Primeval Episode 1.5. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here, and we're breaking format this week on our simulcast with FDH Senior Editor Jason Jones on his After Further Review with Jones YouTube channel, not because we wanted to, because we recorded an incredible breakdown in real time, but regrettably, the dreaded technical problem struck us and the material was not usable. So, we'll substitute our format of taking a look at the top five developments from episode 1.5. Number 5, for once in the Justified universe, there was no stunt casting with David Cross. His brand of smarm was just as you'd expect, and even if Jason was thrown a bit by him being a mark instead of a criminal, the appearance was everything you'd expect and hope for. Number 4, the judge's crooked book makes its first appearance. Clement and Sweetie got the first taste, but there's more coming from this document, which may well hold the key to the resolution of the series. It may tempt Carolyn into staying in cahoots with Clement since she thinks that it might propel her into a judgeship, and think if that book falls into the hands of the Albanians. Number 3, Carolyn's ex-husband feels superfluous at this point, which means that we should gear up for the misdirection of him figuring largely into the outcome of the story, since Justified rarely makes a mistake like that with a character. Jamal seems to exist at this point just to be jealous and a pain in the ass, but the trajectory of his journey seems poised to pick up a bit in the last 3 episodes. At least Raylan gave him something to feel jealous about, although no wonder Carolyn was wary of him in the morning. Raylan gives off the air of someone who wears a t-shirt that says, "Catch criminals, not feelings." Number 2. What kind of lesson did Raylan take from Raymond Cruz? In a delicious bit of synchronicity, Mr. Cruz, the lawman from Elmore Leonard's City Primeval novel, and also the 1998 Leonard-inspired movie Out of Sight, which also featured Karen Sisko, who appeared in episode 3.2 of Justified, showed up here to share some thoughts with Raylan. It's very cool to see the different strands of the Elmore Leonard universe tying together. Here, Cruz shows up as the retired cop who tangled with Clement before. He also shot another hardened criminal in cold blood, and implied to Raylan that there might not be another path for stopping the Oklahoma wild man. Will Raylan go down that dark path and move even further away from being the kind of man who can be a good father? Number 1, after a quiet, resetting episode, we're heading into a wild 3-episode stretch to wrap it up. There was a ton of character work in the last episode, as well as setting up the arcs of the key players, aside from the Albanians who never have any place in a quiet episode. Essentially, we now resume our regularly scheduled programming with the Albanians hunting Clement and everyone around him, Sweetie and Carolyn torn between throwing Clement under the bus and exploiting his magic little book, and Raylan torn about how to approach one of his most formidable big bads yet. It's very difficult to forecast how the stories will wrap up, but we know from the creative team's track record that it's going to be an incredible finish. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.